do. This is about tonight's event. You wonder, what event are you talking about? As we sit here, we recall simply by turning our minds back some 2,000 years ago that the Lord Jesus was born. You know, the birthday is a very special day. And we all remember the family of Jesus Christ when he was born. And tonight we are going to remember his birth. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, reading together, I will begin and you respond. So we have a responsive reading of the first 7 verses. In the 7th verse, we'll all read in unison. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree, that is a very important notice from the ruling power called Caesar Augustus, that all the world should be taxed, that is, to go back to where they came from and pay a fee for living there. Verse 2. And all went to be taxed. Every one of them from his own city, and Joseph also went. Verse 5, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child at that time. She was full term in language we all understand. Now, verses 6 and 7 together, and so it was. Days were accomplished that she should be, and she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped. Our focus is on the last bit of the last verse. There was no room for them in the inn. What a place. What a statement of this so-called inn. What is an inn? It refers mainly to the thing they do there, that is drink. But besides that, they offer a place for you to pass the night. And this family, coming from another city, because of the order, command from the ruling party, Caesar Augustus, the chief Caesar of the Roman Empire, said, you all must go back to your own hometown. What was their hometown? They were living in a place called Nazareth, north of there, taking 4 days of travel to reach Bethlehem. Why did they have to travel? Who likes to travel when great with child? Do you know the meaning of great with child? Meaning simply says very heavy. At the end of term, this is a professional kind of language that we use, the end of term. We have 3 terms, term 1, term 2, term 3. And Mary was now in the end of term. And for her to arrive in Bethlehem after 4 grueling days of travel is not a great experience, do you know? Have you ever traveled yourself on foot? Very few of us have done that. We in Singapore usually will take a motorized vehicle, taxi or something like that. And then at the end of the travel, you tell the taxi driver, hey, go to the inn or the hotel or motel, so and so. Singapore is blessed with many hotels. And on the whole, it is not very expensive if you go to one of the cheaper hotels. After all, you need the place only for the night and a few more days afterwards. How many of you have been to Bethlehem? It's still there. And we have a church that we help in Bethlehem. So it is quite well known to some of us who have been to that part of the world. In this instance, in the story, it has come into the spotlight. Today, is there a similar experience in real life outside the Joseph and Mary family? Do you know of any? Of course, the royal family in England is expecting a baby. Princess, I don't know what she's called, but the princess is called the Duchess of Cambridge. Do you know them? At least by name, I think some of us will remember. And I was interested when I read about this incident of Mary arriving in Bethlehem, and they say, sorry, no room in this inn. You have to go elsewhere. And did she go elsewhere? Not at all. You are already foot sore, travel weary, having gone 4 days without rest on the back of a donkey, more or less. And now for the night. It says you have to stay here because there is no room left. Where did they stay? You know, when we were young, we used to receive Christmas cards like this, beautiful print and pictures. Then we see those Christmas cards with animals, cows and donkeys, and so on and so forth, and a few human beings. And you think, oh, what a beautiful place. I say, dear friends, wait until you go to Bethlehem. Then I advise you to go and visit one of these places where they offer a room for a night. The room itself will be in a house pretty small. But the main focus of the attention is the manger. What is a manger? A manger is the place where animals eat their food from. Usually it's some cereal of some kind put into a trough of wood. You think a manger is an attractive place? Oh, those picture postcards are so attractively printed. You almost wish you could stay there one night, don't you? Yes. But pictures are deceptive. Wait until you go there yourself. Then you say, wow, what a place, what a place. First of all, you smell. The animals are not frequently bathed. They are bathed some from time to time, maybe a few days once. And then the place of the manger is where the food is, and animals are not very particular. They eat and drink and also void themselves around the place. So it is not a very fragrant place. Wait until you go to Bethlehem. I advise you to go and visit one of these mangers. And it says there was no room in the inn. Just a moment ago, I mentioned the royal family of England. You know, they're expecting a baby. Baby which is fourth in line to the royal English throne. Did you know this? I'm giving you some general knowledge which you should know. All right, this, whoever, Duke and Duchess, are now touring the states, and they are given red carpet welcome wherever they go. Why? Because they are royalty, and in America, royalty are very rare species of men. So wherever they go, oh, the Duke and Duchess are here. Amazing. But are they really interested in you when you greet them? Not really. But you look out. the whole of England is now actively, you know what they do? They place bets to know what will happen, this or that, what name they are going to give the unborn child. And if they get it and you lose the bet, you got to pay up. So this is happening in England. Read your newspapers with greater curiosity. Okay, here they are. Now the question is, you ask me, why did they go to Jerusalem, to Bethlehem? Why? Can you tell me the answer? Because their family came from there. Both Joseph and Mary's family came from there. Their forebears, ancestors came from Bethlehem. And the Roman Emperor, Caesar Augustus, said, "You all colonial people in our Roman Empire, go back to your own family home, and there you got to pay a tax." So Mary and Joseph are there for that purpose. What for? Pay tax, you know. Okay, please remember that. Now, what is our interest? Our interest is in verse 7. The last part of it. The last part. Can you please focus your attention on the last part? There was no room for them in the inn. No room in the inn, meaning no bedroom. Yes, you go there, you stay out. For that night, you pass the night somewhere, possibly in the little shed outside, which houses the manger. And there you stay. Yes, perhaps half lounging where the animals are. You don't wear a gas mask, but you just sit there and stay the night. Oh, dear friends, I'm going into all these details because this little baby is baby Jesus, Son of the Living God, and born as a promise. Where is the promise? Can you tell me? Let's turn to Genesis 3:15. Genesis 3:15. This is the prophecy about this coming birth of the Son of God. All right. "And I will put enmity between you and the woman." Who is speaking this to whom? The Lord God Creator was speaking this to the couple, Adam and Eve. "To you and the woman." To you, meaning Adam, and the woman, who is the woman? Eve, of course. Husband and wife, "and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Meaning to say, the coming Savior will break, will minister something that you don't like. Break your head for you. Okay, this is the promise. The coming Savior will break the head of the serpent, and the serpent will bruise the heel of man. Well, this is the promise. How come that this place of Bethlehem never mentioned, but suddenly becomes prominent? It is in Micah chapter 5 verse 2. If you remember that, Micah 5 2. Yes. That little place called Bethlehem has become famous because the prophet Micah foretold of the birth of Jesus in the city of Bethlehem. According to that prophecy and promise, Mary and Joseph travel all the 4 days in order to come to Bethlehem, in order to give us all the Savior. Now this story has direct interest for you and me, that every time you read it, there is an interest there. You say, thank God, my Savior came on that day of wonderful things. Do you know that all this is in prophecy, in fulfillment of prophecy, that Jesus was born of Mary in the city of Bethlehem, so that we all celebrate it today, every year. Do you know, dear friends? Don't forget, even the King of England, now they have no king, but they have a queen. And it is already known throughout the world. The princess is going to give birth to a child. Now the speculation is, boy or girl? We do not know. Of course, the royal family will know, but we are kept in the dark. You can guess, you can put your money and bet, but you're 50% right and 50% wrong. Now this event of Bethlehem, of Christmas, what is the significance? What is it? Today it has become a commercial event. What is the meaning of that? You know that in America itself, there are thousands of department stores, and by the amount of sales they generate, there is a measure of the economy of the nation. They say, for the business to be good, we must do at least $300 million of business. $3 billion of business. Do you have that? Do you know that Christmas is the season of giving and giving of gifts and receiving of gifts? Everybody thinks, oh, what shall I give? What shall I buy and give to my so-and-so? Ah, that is the meaning of Christmas. But to most of us, well, Christmas is just another event. What event is it? The birth of Jesus is the great event of Christmas. What does Christmas mean? Do you know? It is from two words, Christ and Mass. What is a Mass? Is the Roman Catholic way of worship that they've concocted into a kind of a show. And that event is called the Mass. So join the two words, Christ Mass. The shortened form is Christmas. What is Christmas for? It is for remembering that Jesus, in prophetic fulfillment, came to earth from heaven, was born for your sakes, for my sakes. What is that sake? What sake is it for? Jesus was born in order to die. The only human being ever born to die. Purpose is born to die. Die where? In the country of Israel, in the city of Jerusalem. Ah, this is very important. Do you know that? It must be in Jerusalem. God told his son, you have to go to Jerusalem where you will give your life a ransom for many. Do you know that? I'm giving you a lesson in prophecy and theology. Please remember, Jesus avoided Jerusalem, and when Peter suggested that Jesus should go to Jerusalem, the Lord said to him, what did he say? Get thee behind me, Satan. Why should you tell me that I must go to Jerusalem? That is the place where I will finally die. How was he going to die? How was he? Please remember, we are sitting here so comfortably because Jesus went to Jerusalem. And there he faced the powers that be. Who were the powers? The powers that be were the priestly crowd of people, scribes and priests and chief priests and high priests. All of them were in that grouping of authority. And they were looking for this man, Jesus. They earmarked him because he was not one of them, but he could do things. The priestly class could only dream of. What were the things that Jesus did? Jesus, in his lifetime, how many years was he active, teaching and healing? How many years? 3 years plus. And during the 3 years, he gave his life a sacrifice and a ransom. And he taught the people, he healed the people. No disease was too hard for Jesus to heal. He said, why doesn't he heal me today? Yes, it is a good question. Why doesn't Jesus heal us all today that we do not need to go to the doctors? Why? Because of our sins. We can pray for God to heal us in pity and to spare us the illness from certain sicknesses. Yes, possible. But there is no guarantee because we are in the sinful state. All right. We are now in that condition, and Jesus came in order to prove himself the Messiah of promise. What is the Messiah? Messiah is the Savior of promise. God promised, my Son will come. He will bruise the head of Satan, and his heel will be bruised by Satan. Meaning to say, he will be sacrificed on the cross. That is for you and for me. So tonight's remembrance is for us to sit here and think and ponder, my Savior came for me in order that I might know the price of my redemption, how Jesus came, died, and rose again. In the resurrection of Jesus is our assurance of salvation, because he conquered death for us and rose from the dead for us. And you believe, you and I, believing in him, receive his healing and forgiveness of sins. The story of our salvation is amazing, amazing. Now we're going to sing a song and then conclude. The song is 165. Please turn to your songbook. Thou didst leave thy throne and thy kingly crown.